right, Bill Barty, we're out back on the Carolina Outdoors, and the weather's been so nice, I really want to get out and do something with the family. Any great ideas for me?
I know what you can do on Sundays. Sundays in June.
Okay.
Well, first off, before I get into that, Don, they're playing Beauty and the Beast. Do you think that's in reference to you and or I? If so, who's the beauty and who's the beast?
I think we got the beast part covered, but I don't know. Better open the door and see who comes down the hall here. We were looking for a beauty, obviously.
We have a treat over there.
Auditions are open.
The Charlotte Symphony has Pops in the Park, a summer series that happens in the month of June. And Don, your segue of what is something great for the family to do on a Sunday evening, that's something great for anyone and everyone to do.
Let me tell you, I can tell you right off the top of my head who has the most fun at those events. And you're about to introduce him.
Well, let's do it. His name is Albert George Schramm. He is the conductor of the Summer Pop Series and the Charlotte Symphony. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you so much. I'm still laughing hard at this Beauty and the Beast thing.
Oh, auditions are open. Send somebody on down. We need some help here. But let me tell you, here's a man, Bill Barty, that likes his work.
Well, yeah, well George.
Well, it's really good, and it has this nice earthy quality to it, you know?
Well,
anyway,
we're going to let you be the beauty during this conversation, and Don and I accept being the beast here on the Carolina Outdoors. And we kicked off with that bumper, thank you, TJ Boggs, outdoor guy over there, because Hooray for Hollywood is what we're going to kick off this Sunday at Symphony Park at South Park. Tell us about that, George.
Well, it's basically an excuse to play some of the great film scores. Some older films and some newer ones. So we are really excited about that. Everything. John Williams, of course, Jurassic Park, the Pink Panther, Wizard of Oz, Ghostbusters, believe it or not, and of course some Harry Potter and it's all Hooray for Hollywood kind of music, and people will know. We'll know it. As a matter of fact, we're going to do Beauty and the Beast, believe it or not, on this concert as well. So that'll be, golly, you must have known about that. That's why you probably played that.
I think Bill's working on his costume now.
Well, that is good. By the time we get around to Beauty and the Beast, we probably could do some diversions. So, Bill, you just strut your stuff on the stage, baby.
There you
go. And it'll be an exciting event.
Well, last time you said that, security tackled me by the time I got one leg up there, so I'm not going to try that again. I got to ask you, you grew up with Salvation Army tunes and soccer. Tell us, with the diverse grouping of the pops that you have going on, because the week afterwards, you're going to have jazz at the park, and then after that, June 18th, you're going to have Star Wars, the music. Do you have a favorite, and from where you came growing up as a child, a favorite version of this music?
Golly, no. I mean, my favorite versions tend to be the version that the Charlotte Symphony plays, you know. Symphony is such a magnificent instrument. The that we have are always top shelf, at least we try, and so that's sort of how that works. And then other than that, with all the themes, we try to cut a wide swath because we have a varied audience. We have lots of kids and families, and that's the right thing. You know, everybody hanging out together, celebrating great music with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra, and sitting on your blankie on the lawn. Bring some food, something to drink, and it's a perfect event on a Sunday night in June to hang with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra, and I'm sure there is music that everybody, so that's what we're going after.
Well, you know, we see the performance, we see you up there having a great time, we see a perfect orchestra. Tell us a little of behind the scenes information here.
All right, well, behind the scenes, golly, it's always we always hope and pray that we don't get rain, and that the weather is cooperating, because it is like, you know, it's like our partner. The weather is our partner on that, and so that's the first. So backstage, really, you know, the radar and the weather people, and I mean, that's a big backstage thing that we work on. Other than that, the staff is really excited. This is labor intensive. This, you know, with all the various tents that are set up at the various entrances and all the PR So this is labor intensive for the staff of the Charlotte Symphony, but we look forward to it because we reach out to so many thousands of people in that venue, and setting up the perimeter, which I'm sure they are doing as we speak. You know, it's a huge fencing project that gets sort of set up. So we have a way of making the site our own. You know, so it's in parking. I mean, everything is you can just figure out how many little nuts and bolts happen before we finally get up there and just blow our own little horn, you know?
So to speak.
nuts and bolts and notes.
This is the Carolina Outdoors here on WBT. Our guest is George Schramm. He's the conductor of the Charlotte Symphony Pops. We're going to have summer at the Pops over at Symphony Park. Where is that? It is at the South Park Mall, one of the easiest venues to find. And George, you spent a lot of your time in Alberta, Canada. Then you went over to Seattle, Washington, both great outdoor scenes, if you will, as you are here on the Carolina Outdoors. You talked about some of the challenges like weather and setup and all of that for an outdoor venue like this. Are there any advantages that come with conducting a symphony orchestra outdoors?
Well, I would say the main advantage is we get to reach deeply into the community. I mean, we normally hang out down uptown, as I guess Charlotte folks say. You know, we normally do our concerts at the Belk and at the night theaters, and so that's sort of our home. But it is nice that in the summers we can go on the road and hang out at Symphony Park and reach deeper into the community, and so we get larger crowds, and so that's the greatest joy, and when the people show up, golly, what more does a person want? You know, we are hanging together, we're playing lovely music, everybody likes, and it makes the orchestra musicians happy as well, you know.
Well, it's a fantastic thing. You are part of the fantastic portion of it, because the fun that you have, especially at Symphony Park, but also, you know, at home, wherever you are, kind of exudes and rubs off and is contagious to those of us who are in the audience watching. The music is one thing, but then having a conductor with some charisma and some fun really lends itself to an enjoyable evening, no matter where the Charlotte Symphony is performing.
Well, thanks a lot. It's very kind, and you know, the joy is all ours, man. That's why we exist, to serve our community and giving that world class music, access to world class music, you know, try to reach out and touch as many lives as we can, and you know, especially the family, the whole family can come. There's, you know, it's not expensive, and there's lots of opportunity, and you know, if you cannot sit still for an hour, that's perfectly fine. You can get up and dance, you know. It's like the right thing to do.
Dancing is allowed, Don.
There you go.
You bet it is.
You can get tickets for this event, charlottesymphony.org. George, we did this last year too, but before we sign off, you also, the Charlotte Symphony, has a special celebratory 4th of July celebration. Can you tell us about that and that specific music that will be played?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is, of course, the cherry on the cake, the mother of all cherries on the summer cake. This year, it'll be our big patriotic celebration. It will be on Saturday evening, July the 1st. And the orchestra will be there. We will have some special guests. But most of all, we will play celebrate our country in every which way that we can think of. And so, of course, we'll have fireworks at the end, stars and stripes, lots of marches by John Philip Sousa, some of the great American songbook, but mostly just patriotic stuff. You know, Yankee Doodle will be coming to town, and all of these tunes that everybody knows and loves, America the Beautiful, God Bless America. I mean, that's what this time of year is all about. And so we want to be right up and celebrate with all of Charlotte. It's going to be so special. And it's always moving. We have this tribute to the armed services, all the veterans and those folks currently serving in our armed forces. I mean, it's special. We celebrate them all, and everybody, we celebrate them, not just superficially, but with our whole hearts, and we sing together, and so it's a meaningful but an incredibly joyful celebration.
George Schramm, Summer Pops conductor, thank you so much, as always, for joining us, the Outdoor Guys, here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you so much.
We're going to run through all of this. Sunday, June 4th, Hooray for Hollywood. The 11th, Jazz at the Park. Star Wars, the music, on June 18th. Best of Broadway, Sunday, June 25th. And Celebrate America, as you heard him, Saturday, July 4th. Summer Pops, Symphony Park, South Park. We're the Outdoor Guys here on WBT's Carolina Outdoors.